An Indonesian earthquake kills a few dozen little brown people. This is news. Okay, it is. I'm Michael Sten, and this is Unnews. Solok, Indonesia. Powerful earthquake jolted western Indonesia on Tuesday, killing at least 7,000 little brown sweaty people and injuring hundreds more as they scurried like flu-ridden chickens away from shaking hotels, homes, and hospitals. Two children were ironically crushed by debris on a playground, but they'll be replaced soon enough by a couple more just like them. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck Sumatra Island just before 11 a.m. and was felt as far away as neighboring Malaysia and Singapore, where some toy-producing sweatshops were evacuated. Several aftershocks followed, the strongest were measuring 6.1, adding to fears of this group of superstitious monkey people already too nervous to return indoors. Many said they would sleep in front of their homes or in the trees Tuesday night, pretty much like their grandparents did before civilization encroached on their backward country a few years ago.
Damn it, Michael, just read the lines.
All right, I'll stick to the copy. Christ. Women were crying out in excitement, as they tend to do. We all just fled as quickly as we could, although it was pretty pointless, said Alpion, a welder with only one name, like Cher, who joined thousands of other manimals scampering to higher ground, ridiculously fearing a tsunami that never came. Indonesia straddles one of the world's most erotically active zones and has been hit by a string of chirpy events in recent years, the most deadly being the 2004 Aceh tsunami that killed 1.6 million marginal generic people on Sumatra's northern tip. Have you missed any of them? Right. In spite of
Mike, seriously, if you can't do this, I'm going to get someone else.
Look, let me do this my way. Okay, Jim?
Okay.
For God's sake, man. We're still going?
Yeah.
In spite of the high number of fatalities, it failed to put a dent in the festering population of insect-like Java men.
All right, that's it. I'm cutting you off.
No, don't turn off. Phone on. Microphone on. No. The hardest hit area of this quake happened to be Balok, a bustling overpopulated town close to the epicenter, where two children were killed when a two-story building collapsed on the school playground, said police spokesman Subriati. Another one of those Cher people. Three members of one family of 700 were burned alive when their collapsed home burst into flames. Members of the family say they can't even remember their names. One was named Jumboy or something.
Oh, for Christ's sake, man.
What, I can't read his writing, okay? Eesh. You criticize me for everything.
I don't criticize you for it.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. Let me finish this. I got a few more things, and then I'm done. We out of here. We're gonna get some coffee or something. Okay.
Okay.
God. Seriously.
Rolling.
Dozens of buildings were destroyed, and hundreds of others were damaged, according to local police chief Lieutenant Colonel Budi Sarunu. TV footage showed a flattened three-story home and wide cracks in the road, which soon became filled with greasy refugees and assorted squalling, shit-smelling babies.
Okay, make a note. He's not doing this anymore.
Jim, if you don't like what I'm saying, if you don't like my report, tell me to my face. Don't turn to him. Tell me to my face. Jim.
Keep going.
You're dead weight, Jim. My house is on the brink of collapse, wailed Imelda Kusuwadi as she prepared to spend the night in an army tent with her 20 children and 64 of their families. I'm still traumatized and worried about aftershocks, but hopefully I shall have another half dozen children before returning home. Western charity and relief groups feigned concern over the lost lives, but privately admitted that a few thousand people killed here or there doesn't really mean anything, with the Earth population being over 6 billion. It's like, what the fuck, man? There's another anthill with marginal peoples frankly scurrying around, hardly even raises news. Why the hell am I doing this? You know what?
Mike!
No. Jim, no.
Mike!
No. Taking that phone...
Mike.
No, I'm done. No.
Mike, get back to the microphone. Get back there. Mike, damn it, Mike! Somebody call Codeine.
I've been told I have to finish the story, or I will lose my job.
Just say your name.
Reporting for Unnews, I'm Michael Stanton.